105.7, Lanigan and Malone. I love jazz. Do you like jazz, James?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is from, I guess, a week ago Tuesday. A little jazz. Somebody was appearing at Nighttown, and her name is Marilyn Cordial. This is it.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with and to step me on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm misbehaving. I'm saving my love for you. For
not bad,
you,
huh? Not bad. Oh, I'm not going to play the whole thing right now, but it's also our general manager, Gary Mincer's wife.
Really?
I was going to say, yes. Sounded pretty good.
Oh, she really is terrific. Wonderful. That's Gary's wife, and she's got a CD out, and she appeared there a week ago Tuesday, I believe, right?
Yeah, to a packed house.
To a packed house.
She had an orchestra, I think 15 behind her. It was phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
cool. She sounded great.
Welcome, Mr. Ring. How are you today?
Thank you, John. I'm good.
It's nice to have you here. They were all, it's like, he's going to come up on the show. That's great. You don't see him a lot. Brendan Ring is our guest, who is the owner of Nighttown. You've remodeled inside. You've changed some things recently.
Yeah, we decided that we were going to make the room a world-class room. You know, the room's grown up with us.
Yeah.
And we took out some major steel and columns and all that, and we increased the capacity to about 170 people now in the music room. So all new chairs, new tables, new lighting, new stage. Really, really cool. Looks great.
Does that mean you increase the size? More people can go?
Oh, yeah.
So does that upgrade the talent you can afford
a little
bit? Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely. You're always hemmed in with jazz by the size of the room. So now we can target much bigger people now, yeah.
And you're right on top. I remember years ago when Norah Jones was just beginning,
yeah.
And you had Norah Jones, he just gave me a face, you had Norah Jones booked to come into Nighttown, and I thought, wow. No,
on a Tuesday night for $500. and I said no.
You said no.
I said no. Yeah, I nixed that deal because I didn't like her music. Yeah. It was too poppy for me.
She seemed to do very well.
I kind of screwed that one up.
Because I thought, wow, then they said, no, she's not coming.
Maybe she'll still come in for the same price.
What's this?
That's our signature Dublin Lawyer lobster for breakfast.
Yeah.
With cayenne butter and Irish whiskey and cream.
Now, what's that called?
It's called a Dublin Lawyer because the only people that could afford to eat it back in Dublin were lawyers.
Okay. All right.
So, a Dublin Lawyer. That is your house specialty,
right?
That is
it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lobster and rice and mushrooms.
Cayenne butter, Irish whiskey and cream.
Sounds very light and healthy.
Yes, great for breakfast. Yeah, yeah.
The Irish know how to eat, don't they?
Yeah.
And to drink, too, as a matter of fact. What kind of, you said beer?
Is that no, Jameson Irish whiskey.
Jameson, yeah. All right, good.
Yeah.
Jameson Irish whiskey.
Now, again, for people who don't know,
big fan of Jameson.
Nighttown, real convenient location right near the University Circle and up at the top of Cedar Hill.
Yeah, we're like a lighthouse at the top of Cedar Hill, I say. Yeah.
You had so many groups through there, so many people through there over the years. The Four Freshmen, I think, were years. You've had the Four Freshmen.
Kingston Trio, Kingston, Four Freshmen.
Did you have the Kingston Trio there?
Oh, yeah.
There?
And we had the Count Basie Orchestra.
Count Basie
John
Orchestra.
John Pizzarelli was just there.
Oh,
Dick Hyman.
Covington?
Dick Hyman.
He's yeah.
Great.
Dick Hyman.
Dick Hyman.
That's what I said, Dick Hyman.
Come on
now.
Yeah, maybe
that's his name.
That's his parents named him that. Maybe they had a reason.
Okay.
I mean,
you know, Jimmy, I never actually thought about it in those terms before, but I feel you.
Yeah. Alrighty. Actually, when I stopped and thought about it, it's like, wait a minute, Dick Hyman. Okay, maybe not a good idea to use that one. But you've had so many great shows that are thrown. How long have you been there? How many years has Nighttown been there?
Nighttown's been there 45 years. I came there 19...
How many 45
years? 45, I said. 45.
You know 45 years.
You know why Irish can of beans only has 199 beans?
Why does an Irish can of beans
Because if it had 200, it would be 240.
Okay, fine. Right. Jim, can I follow along here?
Yes. You started this, Jimmy.
It's not a comedy club, folks. It is a jazz club.
Jazz, a jazz club.
Are you the opening act?
Yes.
You really love doing this, too.
I do.
Are you from Dublin? Where'd you come from?
I'm from Kerry.
Kerry, all right.
Yeah,
from
the Sticks.
All right, from the Sticks. And this club has been known all over the country as one of the great jazz clubs around. And you're quite well known everywhere.
Yeah, good lunch spot. I've met people there for lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, what type of food other than...
They have this right here.
Right. Other than lawyer stew, what else do you have?
Well, I mean, we have a pretty extensive menu because it's, you know, we have lots of pastas, fresh fish, a lot of organic stuff now because that's the way the world is going.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like a bistro menu. It's a huge menu. So there's a little something for everybody there, you know?
I wouldn't have guessed they were open for lunch, so I'm glad you said that.
At least are you still?
Yeah, lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
Till midnight,
by the way.
A place called Nighttown. I would assume it opens at night.
That's hot. That lawyer thing is hot.
Yeah,
that's got to
perk you up.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. As a matter of fact, so. With the new look inside of it and all of that, what have you got coming up? Anybody in particular you want to plug?
Yeah, I think you guys probably, fit your demographic here, but you guys remember J.D. Sutter?
Yes.
J.D. Sutter is going to come in Friday, May.
And that isn't what I think of as the jazz act.
No, we cross all the gamut there. We do a little bit of everything. He's more rock and country, I'd say. He was the guy that wrote New Kid in Town and Heartache Tonight.
Absolutely.
And
Games People Play, did you write that?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Games.
Best of My Love.
Best of My Love.
Town too.
J.D. Sutter's a great singer. I mean,
he's
really
going to come in May 14th. And then we've another guy we plucked out of the past is Jonathan Edwards, whose one-hit wonder was Remember Sunshine Go Away?
We had him on the show
did
a while back.
Yeah.
Jonathan Edwards was in town. We talked to him then.
Yeah,
the Sunshine, which I always thought was kind of a light, happy song. It's not. There's a pretty
serious song.
It's a very serious song. Yeah, we talked to him that one morning. He was on his boat off the coast of Maine doing something. But I'd love to come see him when he comes
in. Well, he's coming April 22nd. We're expecting a capacity
April 22nd. That's not far away.
Not far away, no.
Okay.
So, we're talking again with the Count Basie Orchestra to come in later on this year.
And you got more room to put them in there now.
Yeah.
It'd be even more fun.
Yeah, the last time there was more musicians than there were customers. But,
It's just an amazing club all the way around. If you haven't been in there yet, and it's been a year since I've been in there, you got to go see it again. I'm anxious to see what you've done with it. So,
well, have you seen our patio at all?
I've not seen your... I saw your patio a long time ago. I haven't seen it since
now. We had built the patio seats 150 a few years back, and now we're finding that's not enough. So we just brought out an additional 65-seat patio in the back,
And the weather's getting nice. It'll be a perfect time to go outside. What's coming up this weekend? Anything in particular?
This weekend, we actually have a lot of private parties coming up this weekend.
Oh, really?
And we have the Roy King Trio on Saturday night.
Okay.
And the Helen Welch Trio on Friday night.
They're
our regular host bands.
Great trio. Do you have a favorite?
The Roy King Trio, I like. In town here?
Yeah.
Well, the Roy King Trio.
Okay. Nationally, do you have a favorite act that you love to try to get in?
Brad Meldow is probably my favorite in jazz.
Really? What kind of music do you like?
He's avant-garde, but we had him in once maybe 4 years ago, and I'd love to get him back again.
Okay. It's a great club. You got to know if they want to get tickets for this whole thing. How's this work, James?
Well, we can go to for the gift certificate anyway. $50 for half price. You go to WMJI.com, Lanigan and Malone dining deals. And in fact, I'm going to log on right now. And you get a $50 gift certificate for half price.
That lawyer thing is really good.
Good.
That's wonderful. All right. Plus, what else did you bring? There's a lot of stuff out there. You brought the crab cakes.
Our chef's from Maryland, so we do very good crab cakes.
All
I brought some halloumi kebabs from Cyprus, which is a great vegetarian dish of grilled cheese from Cyprus.
Okay.
And then I brought on a new favorite we're going to put on for the summer is a grouper with a saffron tomato brought with clam juice. Really excellent
dish. Looked wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So there's lots to choose from, and of course,
I got some blueberry pie out there too.
Blueberry pie
just last night for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't had. I used to eat blueberry pie all the time when I was little.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll have to go get that one before it's gone.
Because
if you don't, I will.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And all the rest of it's great fun, too. Great Jazz Club, the best we have in this town. And I thank you for coming up this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's kind of a treat to see you up here. So thank you.
I'll go see Mr. Hyman when he's here.
Dick won't be around for a while. His brother Buster will be with him.
Okay. Whenever he gets here.
This is really sinking to a new low. And you started it, Brendan.
I believe it was him.
It was Jimmy.
I never looked at Dick Hyman. Same way again.
All right, we have to break here before all of us are arrested. But thanks for being here this morning. And go online, get your gift certificate, $50 gift certificate for $25 to one of the great jazz clubs in America, Nighttown.
Southwest General presents another incredibly cool medical fact. Every day, your body produces 300 billion new cells. Speaking of cells, nothing targets cancer cells more precisely than the Tomotherapy High Art System. New to University Hospitals Ireland Cancer Center at Southwest General, Tomotherapy is the biggest advancement in cancer radiation treatment in 50 years. It pinpoints radiation beams like never before from a full